Chapter 2. The Lone Gunman Theory. 4 U.S. presidents have died by assassins' bullets. On April 11, 1865, John Wilkes Booth walked up behind President Abraham Lincoln and shot him in the back of the head as he watched a play at Ford's Theater in the nation's capital. It happened in full view of the First Lady and a theater full of people. On July 2, 1881, President James A. Garfield was shot, in full view of witnesses, in the crowded Washington, D.C. train station by Charles Guiteau, an unhinged, unsuccessful federal job seeker. On September 6, 1901, President William McKinley was visiting the crowded Pan American Exposition in Buffalo, New York, when he was shot by anarchist Leon Gazzals at point-blank range. On November 22, 1963, President John F. Kennedy was shot and killed by an unseen sniper, or snipers, firing from a hidden location. The assailant, or assailants, escaped undetected. Of the four presidential assassinations, the Kennedy murder stands out. In the other three crimes, the perpetrators are known, had motives of some sort, and carried out their crime in full view of witnesses. Only Kennedy's killing was done by someone who obviously hoped to escape without being identified or apprehended. Is this a relevant fact? It could suggest Kennedy's assailant had been hired and had no personal motivation and certainly didn't want to get caught. Kennedy's murder stands apart from the way the previous three presidents were assassinated. And it's worth noting as we begin our look at the first of the many theories about who killed Kennedy. The Lone Gunman Theory. This theory is most closely associated with the Warren Commission, the Blue Ribbon Panel President Johnson selected to investigate and compile a report on the Kennedy assassination. But that is actually a misnomer. The Warren Commission, chaired by Chief Justice Earl Warren, did little investigating of its own. It primarily examined the evidence gathered by the FBI and validated the Bureau's report. Very early in its investigation, the FBI concluded that Lee Harvey Oswald, acting alone, fired three shots from the southeast sixth-floor window of the Texas School Book Depository building, killing the president and wounding Governor Connally. Johnson at first wanted Texas Attorney General Wagner Carr to conduct the official investigation into the assassination. He seemed not to realize how it would appear for one of his fellow Texans to conduct the probe until others close to him talked him out of it. But Johnson and a reluctant FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover agreed someone had to investigate. Otherwise, there were likely to be several committees in Congress holding their own investigations. On November 25, 1963, just hours after Jack Ruby shot and killed Oswald on live TV, Deputy Attorney General Nicholas Katzenbach drafted a memo to Johnson aide Bill Moyers. There is no question that Katzenbach was a dedicated public servant and close associate of the dead president's brother, Robert Kennedy. Yet the memo Katzenbach wrote suggests officials wanted something very different than a full, complete investigation designed to find out who killed JFK and why. The public must be satisfied that Oswald was the assassin, that he had no Confederates who were still at large, and that evidence was such that he would have been convicted at trial, Katzenbach wrote. Speculation about Oswald's motivation ought to be cut off. Unfortunately, the facts on Oswald seem about too pat, too obvious. Marxist, Cuban, Russian wife, etc. We need something to head off public speculation or congressional hearings of the wrong sort. What Katzenbach appears to be saying in the memo is that a real investigation into JFK's murder might arrive at a truth that was either too awful or too dangerous to contemplate. So it's fair to say that the mission of the Warren Commission was not to conduct a full and impartial investigation. Rather, it was to assume the role of a prosecutor, setting out to prove that Lee Oswald, and Lee Oswald alone, was guilty of the crime. Besides Chief Justice Warren, others on the commission included Representative Hale Boggs, Democrat of Louisiana, Representative Gerald Ford, Republican of Michigan, Senator Richard Russell, Democrat of Georgia, Senator John Sherman Cooper, Republican of Kentucky, Alan Dulles, former director of the CIA, and veteran diplomat John McCloy. The commission was appointed by President Johnson on November 29, 1963, and it delivered its 888-page report on September 24, 1964. To no one's surprise, it found Lee Harvey Oswald, acting alone, fired three shots that killed President Kennedy and wounded Governor Connally. It also found that Jack Ruby, acting alone, shot and killed Oswald to spare Jackie Kennedy the ordeal of returning to Dallas for a trial.